And peace be with you from God our Father and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We are now into the season of Epiphany, the season after Jesus' birth, where God is revealing himself, making himself known to us. And last week during Jesus' baptism, we heard God say of Jesus that he is God's Son, the Beloved, the one with whom God is well pleased. This week, our readings from the Bible show us that God calls all of us into his service. And while that call comes to all of us throughout our lives, we may need some help learning how to hear God properly. So our first reading is taken from 1 Samuel, the third chapter. And during this rather long and interesting reading, we hear God calling the boy Samuel to become a prophet. Now, that's wonderful, right? That's quite an honor for him and his family to have a prophet. So what's the problem? Why wouldn't it be awesome for Samuel to be chosen to deliver God's messages to God's people? Well, the problem is that Samuel didn't understand that it was God calling him. Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord. He was an apprentice to Eli. And God calls out to him three times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel would get up and dutifully run off to his boss, Eli, and say, "Hi, Eli, here I am, you called me." And Eli would say, no, I didn't call you, go back to bed. And so what I'm envisioning here is like our grandfather and a grandson, right? The grandfather has gone to bed and is trying to get the grandson to go to bed. Except like when I go to my parents and my parents pump them full of sugar, then my kids are all buzzing and they can't get to sleep, right? Well, Samuel hadn't been pumped full of sugar. But the Lord was calling out to him, and so Samuel was unsettled, and he knew something was going on here. Now, you can excuse little Samuel, right? Because he was just a young boy. But what about Eli, the seasoned veteran serving the temple? Eli should have known better. And yet it wasn't until the third time that Samuel came to Eli, mistakenly thinking that Eli had called him, that it finally dawned on Eli, it must be God who is calling the boy. So Eli gives Samuel some valuable spiritual guidance. Eli told Samuel, "Go, lie down again, and if he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" God called Samuel three times, but Samuel didn't understand that it was God calling him. Why? What was Samuel missing? What were the people of that time missing? Well, if you remember at the beginning of the reading, it said that the word of the Lord was rare in those days and that visions were rare, right? So people in Samuel's time had grown accustomed to not hearing God's voice. They were out of practice speaking with and listening to God. And so they needed to shake the rust off of their hearts and get back into the habit of listening to God. Well, it took three times for Eli and Samuel to figure out what was going on, but eventually they did figure it out. And then Samuel was ready to hear what God had to say. This reminds me of when Heather and I were first ordained. Up at Luther Seminary, during our course of studies, they had drilled into us that we should be open to serving wherever the church sends you. And we were fine with that. Although because of our internship in the Kenyan area, we preferred that we would be sent to a small town or a rural congregation. And then we got a phone call from Bishop Gregory Pyle of the Allegheny Synod of the ELCA. I'm on one phone, Heather's on the other phone, and Heather had two rapid-fire questions. How do you spell that? And is that North Dakota? Now, no offense to anybody from North Dakota, but that was the last place Heather wanted to go. And she was funny. The Allegheny Range is in the Appalachian Mountains out east. And no, the Allegheny Synod is not in North Dakota. It's in central Pennsylvania. Clearly, Heather and I needed Bishop Pyle's help to hear God's call and to better understand where it was that God was leading us to minister to his people. There was a lot that we had to figure out before we could begin our ministries. We had to go out to Pennsylvania and meet with Bishop Pyle and his staff. And then we had to go and meet with the call committees of the four churches we were being asked to interview with. And then after that, of course, you have to go to a neutral site and you preach and you lead worship so that the call committee can see whether or not you're a good match for their people. And then the congregations have their special meeting and they vote whether or not to call you as their pastor. Well, that all went well for Heather and I, which meant then that we could come home here and schedule our ordinations. And since we had been serving the eight churches in the Kenyon area, we wanted to have our ordination at Holden Lutheran Church so that the lay people and the pastors who had prayed for us and taught us and cared for us and challenged us and shaped us into the ministers God was forming us to be could be there for our ordinations. And then after we were ordained, we packed up. We went out east to Pennsylvania. We moved into Heather's parsonage, which was in this beautiful mountain valley. In our driveway, it was 7 miles to get from our house down the road into the nearest town. So we had to learn the mountain roads there in Appalachia. We also had to learn Pennsylvania Dutch. Now, that's actually a slang for Deutsch, because the first settlers there were German, right? So in ministering to God's people, we had to learn what the difference was when you had to red up the house versus red things out from the house. Red up the house means you got it ready for company. So if you're going to have friends come over to watch the Vikings at your house today, you will red up the house. If you got trash to put on the curb for tomorrow, you're going to red out the trash, right? And I had to learn what it meant when the milk was all. Heather came home from church one Sunday after fellowship, and some lady in the kitchen had told her that the milk was all. And she was waiting for the end of the sentence. All what? All gone, all used up, all spoiled. No, the milk was all, meaning there wasn't any more milk, right? If your neighbor was giving you the stink eye because your grass was growing long, well, the lawn need mowed. They didn't use the helping verbs, lawn need mowed, instead of the lawn needs to be mowed. You see, we had a lot of learning to do, right? And during those winter days in those mountain valleys that we had to drive down those roads to get to see our members and get to our churches, it was important to know whether the roads were passable or whether the road blowed shut, where the snow had drifted over and it was impassable. The road blowed shut. Like Samuel, Heather and I were young, and we needed help to learn how to hear God's calling and how to listen to God's people. We needed help to attune the ears of our hearts to know how best to shepherd the people God had entrusted into our care in our small corner of the Allegheny Synod. Today, then, I hope that we all understand that listening to God involves much more than just being awake and having our brains switched on. We need to listen with open hearts as well. To do that takes time and practice, no matter who we are or where we live, just as it did for the prophet Samuel. And in order to hear God's calling well, we also have to deal with our prejudices. In John's gospel, Jesus chose to go to Galilee, up north, right? And he found Philip, and Philip called his friend Nathanael to come and check out the Messiah that they had found. So Philip went and found his friend Nathanael and told him the good news. Philip said, "Hey, we have finally found the one that Moses and the law and the prophets have spoken about, the one we've been waiting for so long. We have found the Messiah." And guess what? His name is Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth. And instead of jumping up and down with excitement that the Messiah had finally arrived, what did Nathanael do? Do you remember? He said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Ouch. Not a happy dance, right? He said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Clearly, Nathanael didn't think very highly of people who came from Nazareth. Now, why was that? Because Bethsaida was 90% Jewish and 10% Gentile. Nazareth, on the other hand, was 60% Jewish and 40% Gentile. So Nazareth was a much more diverse town than Bethsaida was. And clearly, Nathanael had a problem thinking that the Messiah could possibly come from a diverse area where there were so many Gentiles, so many non-Jews like you and me. So Nathanael had his prejudice. My question, my pondering is, what prejudices do we need to address in our own hearts in order to be able to hear what God is saying to us in all places and in all circumstances? Now, small town life is wonderful, and Heather and I and the kids love living here. People know each other here. We help each other here. We support one another. And when times are tough, we rally around one another. At least we do that when we're at our best, right? Sometimes, though, we can have a tendency to belittle ourselves and one another for living in such a small town. Sinful thoughts can enter into our heads. Thoughts like, could somebody from that family actually be a success? Or could God actually call me to serve him? Well, I'm just from Wanamingo, right? Sometimes we belittle ourselves from within. And sometimes people from the outside belittle us for coming from such a little town. I was up at a scout training in the Twin Cities, and when I said I was from Wanamingo, a guy next to me said, Wanamingo? That's a strange name. Where is that located at exactly? And I could tell in his ignorance, he was possibly wondering, could anything good come out of Wanamingo? And the answer is most certainly yes. Yes. God can call all of us into his service. It doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. What matters is that we ask for God to help us, to cleanse and open up our hearts so that we can truly hear what God is saying to us. Brothers and sisters, God does call out to us. What we're on to do is to listen. And when we hear God call out to us, then we can say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Amen.